KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports from the weekend. Saturday, a busy day in high school wrestling. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament held on Saturday, and it was Glenwood winning the team title. The Rams had 237.5 points to win the championship. Creston was the runner-up with 201 points. Lewis Central with 195 was third. Atlantic Cam placed fourth at 176.5, while Red Oak at 129 points was fifth overall. Harlan, Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Shenandoah, Denison, and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. Atlantic Cam, Lewis Central, and Glenwood all had three champions crowned on the day. Harlan had a pair, while Red Oak, Clarinda, and Kemper Catholic each had one champion. Atlantic's champions included Cole Hansen at 126 pounds, Chase McLaren at 132, and John McConkie at 285 pounds. All were crowned titleists. Atlantic Cam also had six other wrestlers that placed in the top five in their categories. Steele McLaren was runner-up at 120 pounds for Atlantic. Third place finishes tossed in by Joe Weaver at 106 and Abram Moore at 113. Connor Pellet and Cale Roller each were fourth in their weight classes. Pellet at 152 and Roller at 170, while Kenny Jimerson at 160 pounds was fifth for Atlantic Cam in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday at the Audubon Wheeler Invitational, it was Missouri Valley winning out over Logan Magnolia to win the team title. 278 points for the Big Reds, 272.5 for Logan Magnolia. East Sac County, Audubon, Logan Magnolia's JV finish off the top five. Also, the Big Reds and the Panthers dominated overall as they won all the weight classes in that meet. Missouri Valley had seven champions. Logan Magnolia had six champions on the day. At the Charger Invitational held at Guthrie Center, it was Clarion Goldfield with 233 points winning to take the championship in the Charger Invitational. That was a 21-team meet. AHSTW placed sixth, while Underwood was seventh overall. Also, some of the individual place winners included Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center was a winner at 106. Gabe Pauley of AHSTW, a winner at 170. Also, Dalton Arnold of Coon Rapids Baird won the 220-pound title Saturday. At the East Mills Tournament, Southwest Valley had 172.5 points, good enough for the championship. Woodbine was second, with Archbishop Bergen, Glenwood, and Trainer rounding out the rest of the field. Individually, Tegan Lundquist was a champ at 126 pounds for Southwest Valley, and Logan Calkins won the 145-pound title on Saturday in that meet. Also in high school basketball over the weekend on Saturday, in the girls' action from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah fell to Exira EHK 53-32. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Earlham over Nottoway Valley 46-42. In Saturday boys' basketball from the Hawkeye 10, Kemper Catholic beat St. Edmund 80-52, while Creston fell to Carlisle 60-56. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW edging Exira EHK in overtime in boys' hoops. 60-58 was the final score. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Earlham beat Nottoway Valley by a final of 56-55. In college basketball, first in girls' hoops, a big crowd at Carver Hawkeye Arena never even had a chance to get into the game Sunday. Nebraska shot a blistering 62% in the second quarter to blow the game open in a 92-74 win over the 25th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes trailed by 30 points at halftime, and that left Coach Lisa Bluter looking for some answers.
This was the best crowd that we've had in a long, long time, and they did not deserve to get the performance that we gave them. And I apologize for that. I wish I had this reason I can point to and tell you why we came out and really laid an egg in the first half. I mean, they felt unstoppable, and we felt defeated right from the get-so, and I don't know why.
The Hawkeyes shot only 41%, including 1 of 12 from three-point range. They were out-rebounded 44-33. Megan Gustafson had 26 points and 10 rebounds, and Kathleen Doyle had 16 points. They were the only Hawkeyes in double figures.
But we've got to get consistent play out of more than Megan and Kathleen. You know, we've got to have, you know, people that played great against Ohio State, you know, came out tonight and struggled.
Iowa falls to 4-5 in the Big Ten. They're 16-6 overall on the season. In men's college hoops from Sunday, Clayton Custer scored a season-high 21 points on 9 of 12 shooting, and Missouri Valley Conference leader Loyola of Chicago beat Northern Iowa 70-47 for its seventh straight win Sunday. Loyola hasn't won seven straight league games since a 12-game winning streak during the 1984-85 season. The Ramblers are 16-1 with Custer in the lineup, including a 65-59 win over then-number 5 Florida in December. Dante Ingram had 16 points and 8 rebounds, while Cameron Crutwig had 14 points and 8 boards for Loyola. Clint Carlson and Tywan Pickford each had 14 for Northern Iowa. As the Panthers shot just 4 of 21 from the arc, 36.5% from the floor on the game as they fall to 11-11, 3-7 in the Valley. In men's top 25 college hoops, 6th-ranked Michigan State was able to cap a weekend of surrounding turmoil with a comeback win at Maryland. Joshua Langford scored 19 points and led a second-half surge that powered the Spartans past the Terrapins 74-68. That comeback gives the Spartans coach Tom Izzo his 7th straight 20-win season. Michigan State managed to go 3-0 since Monday as the school came under fire for its handling of allegations involving former team doctor Larry Nassar, who sexually assaulted dozens of women and girls under the guise of treatment. Nassar was sentenced last week to 40 to 175 years. Also in the top 25, Villanova shook off an upset bid, getting an 85-82 win at Marquette. Third-ranked Purdue set a school record with its 17th straight victory as Isaac Haas matched his career high with 26 points in a 74-67 win at Indiana. Austin Reeves hit 7 three-pointers while scoring all of his career-high 23 points in the first half in Wichita State's 90-71 win over Tulsa. And also Gabe DeVoe poured in 18 of his career-high 25 points in the first half, as number 18 Clemson got past Georgia Tech 72-70. Well, Stanford running back Bryce Love won the Lombardi Award given to the top Division I football player based on performance, leadership, character, and resilience. Love was a Heisman Trophy runner-up to Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield last season, running for 162.9 yards per game and over 8 yards per carry. He played the last month of the season through a nagging sprained ankle that forced him to miss one game. The Lombardi was presented Sunday night at Lone Star College in Houston. Other finalists were Mayfield, Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, Alabama defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick, UCF linebacker Shaquem Griffin, Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson, and Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning, who also played some quarterback for the Cyclones. Delanie Walker led the AFC to a 24-23 comeback win over the NFC in the Pro Bowl yesterday. The Titans receiver caught 2 touchdown passes, including an 18-yarder from Raiders quarterback David Carr with a minute 31 left. Carr was completed 11 of 15 passes for 115 yards for the AFC as they overcame 4 turnovers and a 17-point halftime deficit. Walker was voted the offensive MVP. Broncos linebacker Von Miller was the defensive MVP. The Pacific Division won the National Hockey League All-Star Game yesterday. Ducks forward Ricard Raquel scored twice as the Pacific knocked off the Atlantic 5-2 in the All-Star Finale. Pacific goalies Marc-Andre Fleury and Mike Smith teamed to allow just 4 goals in the 2 games their team captured to claim the $1 million shared by the winners of the 4-team divisional tournament. Canucks rookie Brooke Besser scored in each game for the Pacific to earn MVP honors. The Atlantic got into the final with a 7-4 comeback win over the Metropolitan Division, while the Pacific had a 5-2 win over the Central in the first round of that tourney. 4 rounds and 5 playoff holes weren't enough to decide the PGA Farmers Insurance Open. Jason Day and Alex Noren will be back at it today at Torrey Pines to settle the longest playoff in the 67-year history of the event. Day sank a 6-foot birdie putt on the 5th extra hole before Noren followed with a 5-footer for birdie in darkness. Day, Noren, and Ryan Palmer were tied at 10-under through regulation. Palmer birdied the final hole of regulation before he was eliminated on the first extra hole in that tournament. Brittany Lincecum has successfully defended her Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA Classic title with a late flurry of birdies. Lincecum birdied the final 2 holes and 4 of the last 5 for a 7-under 65 and a 2-stroke victory. That's her 8th career LPGA win. And Roger Federer has become the first men's tennis player to win 20 major singles championships after he captured the Australian Open title. Federer claimed his 6th title at Melbourne with a 6-2, 6-7, 6-3, 3-6, and 6-1 victory over Marin Cilic. At the age of 36 years, 173 days, Federer also becomes the 2nd oldest man to win a Grand Slam title in the Open era. Ken Rosewall won the 1972 Australian Open at 37 years old. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.